Good evening, noobs, and welcome to Expats Bulletin. And today we plunge ourselves into the world of Cheetos, stale air, Mountain Dew, nerdy facts, and overall fun times. That is right, we are going to talk about computer games, more specifically about an upcoming Czech RPG game called Dungeons of Aladorn by the company Team 21. And our guest is the CEO of Team 21 himself, Daniel Nesmar. Round of applause, please. I am here with Daniel Nesmar, the CEO of the new computer game company Team 21, who are now preparing a new game, an old-school hardcore RPG called Dungeons of Aladorn. Hello.
Hello, you.
As old-school RPGs are getting quite a revival with HD editions of old ones and new games such as Pillars of Eternity, why are they now enjoying so much success?
Well, I think that's exactly what I mentioned. There is no games for players such like we are, like the old school guys, which they play 20 years. And now these new AAA games are really made for masses. And that means it's have to be playable for all these masses. So once... when they need to access that big portion of the market, they have to make it easy to play. And that's making the game a little bit casual. And that's what we really don't want, because there is tons and tons of small casual games for the casual players. And for the hardcore players, there is nothing. So... I think lots of old school guys like we are noticed this market space, and that's for example why Grimrock made so much money when they actually came out with the usual crawler, which is like ridiculous. And that was actually one of the big impulses why we decided to do the RPG and this kind of game.
So also there's a lot of Czech gaming that maybe even people don't realize that it's made by people in Czech Republic, for instance, Flashpoint, Armor, Mafia, Machinarium, or now the upcoming Warhorse Endeavor. Is Czech Republic a gaming industry hub, and why?
Well, this is actually titles, what you just mentioned, which they have been made quite a few years ago. And some of the titles you mentioned actually was made by the same company. So there is not many companies in the Czech Republic which they make the games, good games, but they do lots of titles. And there is these days when CryEngine or Unity are available for free, lots of new studios and new programmers coming out to play with these tools. And in these days, these tools are really amazing. You can do lots of stuff with it. And because it's for free, then I guess the same boom will be probably everywhere on the world at the moment. And lots of indie developers actually coming out with awesome tools and softwares which they're making these days. So I think it was unavoidable, because these big publishing houses, they don't have much bigger, longer livability, let's say, because platforms, for example, like Kickstarter or some other like Indiegogo, really giving to the indie developers big tool to raise fundings for their project, and these big publishers will not be really needed here anymore.
What is the gaming community like here in Czech Republic as well? Because there's, of course, gaming communities like in America or England are quite tight-knit. People know each other. Is there a big gaming community here in Czech Republic?
Definitely, I think so. There is lots of gamers in Czech Republic. And I think the base of these gamers actually growing every day. There is lots of clubs which they connected also with YouTube at the moment, and lots of these YouTubers actually playing the games, and that's what attracting these young guys these days is actually YouTube and gaming.
Okay, well, thank you very much. You can now also check out the website of the Dungeons of Aladorn on doa.aladorn.com for more information, and keep a lookout for when it comes out. Thank you very much for a lovely interview.
Thank you very much.
And that is that. If you haven't heard the two previous parts of the interview, you can check them out on the iRadio archives. And now it is time to end, because I have to go and frag some newbies. Till tomorrow, bye.